This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Hundreds of college reps are gathered in D.C. this morning to tackle a big problem in higher ed. Just 1 in 10 people from low-income families has a college degree by the age of 25, according to the White House. Compare that to half of people from wealthier families. This is the second summit the Obama administration has held on this issue this year. From our education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
Pat McGuire is president of Trinity Washington University in Washington, D.C. She says only around 35% to 40% of the school's low-income students graduate on time. The college is aiming to raise that to 60%. One step is a new partnership with D.C. public schools to better prepare students in math.
We have a lot of students who want to be nurses, but they have no idea how much math and science nurses have to have. So they're unable to do well in those courses because they're not prepared.
Other initiatives announced by education leaders today focus on improving college counseling in high schools and using data to help college students stay on track. Georgia State University has raised its graduation rates partly by predicting which students are in danger of dropping out. President Mark Becker says Georgia State has teamed up with 10 other big schools to form the University Innovation Alliance to share ideas.
We're trying to actually produce real evidence of what works as opposed to just doing this shotgun approach of everybody's going to make a commitment and try something.
Today, the Alliance announced a new pledge to graduate an additional 68,000 students in the next 10 years. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.